Despite some skeptics, Higgins says empirical evidence indicates climate change is upon us. The Great Lakes are at historic low levels, and the lake waters are warmer, which has led to record-setting toxic algae blooms.
What happens is when there's a proliferation of algae, when that algae dies, it falls to the bottom and sucks out all the oxygen. And much like human life, aquatic life requires oxygen. And when that's not there, you create dead zones in the Great Lakes. That has a negative impact in terms of fishing, in terms of recreation, and in terms of the economy.
The president's plan calls for reducing carbon pollution from power plants, accelerating the use of clean energy, and cutting energy waste in homes and businesses. Higgins says he'll also be fighting a recent House subcommittee proposal that would cut cleanup funding of the Great Lakes by 80%.
You know, the combination of public money, $22 million in federal money, and then $22 million in private money and foundation money is paying for the remediation of the Buffalo River, which was abused for decades by direct industrial toxic discharges into that waterway. We have made major progress. This is not the time to turn back.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.